Radio you can touch.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Showtime.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
Let me just turn around here. The Willard Garvey Crime Prevention Citizen Activist Award.
I like.
Jeff Lutz.
What crime are you preventing? Are you out there nabbing bank robbers?
In real life, such ridiculous nonsense.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
Welcome back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. Remember when we were just called The Drive?
I do remember that.
I like that name.
Well, we could always go back to it.
I like the Bob and Jeff Show.
What if we did go back to Drive Time? Would we take the name The Drive?
What about just the Bob Show?
That's fine.
What about the Bob Lutz Show?
Great.
You'd go for it?
As long as the check clears.
Really, that's all you're after here?
It's not all I'm after, but I don't need any perks.
What are you after?
Creative satisfaction, I guess. Creative fulfillment.
Is there creation happening on this show?
There's always a blank canvas that we put something on every day. This air would be empty without us.
I would love to visit a psychologist.
Yeah, I know, you should.
And ask them. What happens to me when these mics go on? Because this isn't me.
What do you mean?
Is it me?
Yeah.
Well, what's that other guy?
It's just you turned up.
The brakes.
That's what they always say about people's like wrestling personalities. It's just you, but it's turned up a little bit. Or all the way, maybe. And for some reason, this is me turned up all the way.
This is you turned up?
You think I'm an unassuming...
What do you like when you're not turned up?
Comatose, essentially.
Well, something. I feel a need to. Is this a part of my personality?
What are you talking about?
This crazy man that comes on radio.
I don't know. I mean, yeah. I don't understand the premise of the question, because obviously it's you. I don't know who else it would be.
Let's see here. I've been texting with Duda.
And?
I said, is Jackson still playing JV? And my strong hope was that he'd text back and say, nope.
But we have a varsity game tonight.
He's full-time varsity now. And I would have said, well, that's great, but I can't be out that late. And then we'd move along.
Is that long text from Duda?
Yes.
No way.
He said, I think so, just not sure if he's playing varsity or not. So if he is, he won't play all the JV game because he can't play all JV and then play varsity.
But you get three quarters, don't you?
He said, good luck on your
decision.
You can't play in all four halves.
Right, so he wouldn't play. He shouldn't play.
So he'd probably sit out a half of the JV game so that he could play in both halves of the varsity.
Do they need him in both halves in varsity?
Apparently the kid's coming along.
I would assume that he'd be playing two periods of JV to get in your way into varsity with
You go play varsity. This is what happened to me when I was a sophomore in high school.
Same, but not for you.
What do you mean? They wanted me to...
Well, come up and pitch against Augusta. We'll beat them.
No, I'm talking about basketball.
Oh, well, you
baseball,
didn't...
Baseball, I was on the varsity...
You never played a minute.
I was full-fledged varsity.
Varsity basketball. Not a minute.
No, I never did, but I could have if I hadn't gotten hurt my junior year.
Do you think I would have made the varsity basketball team in Ohio?
No, God, no.
Why?
Well, you're... I asked...
It was all white kids.
Where is the field? Mays High, east of the football field, Duda says.
Yeah, over there.
45th and Mays? Yep. And my response to that, man, such a long drive. But I don't know. We'll see how I feel. You want to go out with me?
No.
Why not?
No, I don't. Not really.
You haven't seen him play.
I didn't promise I would. I support Jackson in other ways.
Don't you have... Wait a minute. How do you support him?
I went over and played horse with him two Super Bowls ago.
Well, maybe I could do that this Super Bowl.
Maybe, if it's the Chiefs. Because I was on my way to work, and I went over there. Otherwise, I just would have sat at home.
Well, you wouldn't have gone over had it not been the Chiefs?
Probably not.
Well, that's not very nice.
It is what it is. I went over. It happened. We had a good time.
Can you believe we're about a month away from Thanksgiving?
Yeah. No, not really.
Well, isn't that something?
It's crazy.
What are you going to do for Thanksgiving?
I have no idea. What are you going to do for Thanksgiving?
I don't know. Let me ask you this question. I'm jumping all over the place.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something about Strouds.
No, I like Strouds. That's a good option.
You love Strouds.
So, you know, I put up Christmas lights. I don't, but I hire somebody to do that.
Of course.
And they do a good job. And it was $125. It was originally $100. They went up $25. Well, I got notification last week that they're going up to $200.
Wow.
I can't do that, can I?
Is it worth $200
to you? My wife wants it to happen. Do you know how much money I'm spending right now?
Again, I think they see you for a sucker.
I must be a sucker.
I don't think anyone else got that email.
What if they do?
I think
what
they
do. Now that they check the birth certificates at the county, and anybody who's close to 70, they just barrage.
No, I think they keep track of transactions. And did this guy get another estimate? Did this guy really do his homework? Did he check things out? Or did he just go with the first offer, the first price, and the first company? That's kind of.
No, I didn't go with the first company.
You didn't?
No.
For
my kitchen remodel?
Yeah.
Heavens no.
How many people did you call?
I've had numerous people out to look at.
Be honest.
Three or four.
And you got three or four estimates?
I have in the past.
Okay. Sounds a little shady, but I'll go with
why
it.
Why are you... Why, listen, well, you're the guy that just...
You're being kind of evasive.
You're the guy that built a house, and less than 2 years later, everything's falling apart. They got to get a new HVAC. What'd you do?
Well, we hired the wrong builders.
Well, that don't be preaching to me.
I won't. Not everything is falling apart, just most things.
I hired the right people.
Clearly.
And we're getting countertops today, and I can't wait to get home and see them. But first, apparently, I got to go to a soccer game, which is fine. I'm all in.
You going
to
do that? You're not all in. You're barely in.
I'm all in. If I do something, I'm all in.
So are you going to do it?
I'm all in.
Why do you have me in your phone as Jeff Lutz?
Why don't you not worry
you
about it?
You have other Jeffs?
Why don't you not worry about it? You're just Jeff.
Okay. You sure? JL is what it says.
Well, then I got other Jeffs calling me.
I must.
I got a lot of people in my phone.
Yeah. Don't we all?
No, you don't.
I don't have that many.
Seriously, if you go to my contacts, look at that. Just forever and ever.
Yeah, I don't have
not
many.
Even out of the A's yet.
I don't have many people. Want to see mine? Want to see my contacts?
That's it. All you got?
That's it.
I envy that. Am I in there?
Sure are.
That is so.
Watch that. That's it.
Aren't you happy with that?
And some I don't even need.
Well, erase them.
I could pare it down even farther.
Go. Get rid of one right now.
I'll get rid of Tony Sipp.
What?
Former Cleveland Indians pitcher.
What if we want him on the show someday?
Yeah, you never know. I kind of need a lot. I shouldn't get rid of Ron Baker, obviously. He texts me
No, you shouldn't get rid of Ron Baker. Do you have Fred Van Vliet in there?
I do not.
Do you have the X-Man?
Nope. I wonder who my most...
Name a former Shocker standout. Or just anybody, and I'll tell you if they're in my phone. A former Shocker or City League standout?
Claudius Johnson.
Well, that's a good... He's a Facebook friend.
One of those guys. Those are starting to be old school guys.
He is not on my contact list. But give me somebody of a little better than Claudie.
I love Claudius Johnson.
I loved him, but he's, let's go. Go.
Okay, my friend... We could talk about this, who didn't get in to the Shocker Sports Hall of Fame yet again this year. My goodness. Randy Burns. Do you have? We should have Randy Burns. We've at least called him on the show.
Randy Burns.
It's good stuff.
This is a fun game.
Ask him why he's not in the
now,
soccer
keep
sport.
Going.
No, I want to talk about that.
No, we'll did do it again.
Did you see the class?
It's they got to get they got to get on the right path down there. Give me some more.
Yeah, they do.
Give me some more.
Darren Miller. I don't know. I don't want to give you the big guys. That's no fun. Anybody could have Ron Baker's number in their phone. You're a real guy if you got Darren Miller.
I don't have Darren. I got his email.
That's impressive. I've called Darren Miller before a while ago when I was doing a story on Wellington basketball.
There's his email. Yeah,
there's his email, I guess.
Well, what do you mean you guess?
What about you got Jimmy Bolden? That'd be a good one to have if you're going to have a former Shocker number.
He's a Facebook friend.
Eh, that doesn't mean much to me.
Well, I mean, I can get it.
Get his number then. He's been on the show before. What are we doing? You can't just type during the show.
Well, I want you to keep asking me some of these people.
I'm kind of done with it.
Three more.
Three?
Three more.
KC Hunt.
No, not these people. These people from terrible teams? Don't do that.
You cover those teams.
Ask me some superstars. Good grief, from the City League. Or not KC. Nothing against KC Hunt. You're getting on my nerves. I don't
You're getting on my nerves.
I don't care if I have KC Hunt's phone number. I don't ever have a reason to contact him.
Do you have a reason to contact anybody else?
Of course I do.
You have a reason to contact who's the one whose number you had?
My gosh. Give me a real legit person.
Randy
Smithson.
Doesn't
have to be a Shocker.
Randy Smithson.
Of course I have Randy Smithson.
Do you?
Of course I do.
Gary Cundiff. I'm just going down the 1984-85 roster.
No, I don't think I have Gary.
I don't know if some of these people.
Oh, I do have Gary.
Do you have Mike Arline?
Now we're finally. No, I don't have Mark. I don't have.
Do you have Carl Papke's?
If you don't, Carl Papke's deceased.
I did not know that. See,
I'm gonna, you know what?
This is why I didn't want to do this game because I don't know who.
You know what? You're an idiot.
Why?
Because you don't know that Carl Papke is deceased.
Why?
And has been for a long time.
How would that information? Do you have Steve Grayer's number?
No, I don't have Steve Grayer's number.
He was a leading scorer in 1988.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Do you have John Cooper's number?
No, I don't have John Cooper's number.
Well, you're useless to me.
I didn't cover these teams.
You're useless to me.
Ask me if I have Antoine Carr's number.
Nah.
Yes.
No.
Ask me if I have Cliff Levingston's
number.
Don't
care.
Yes.
Anybody could have his number.
Ask me if I have Cleo Littleton's number.
I don't want to.
The answer would be yes.
Well, you can't say you have Cleo Littleton's number.
Well, I do have Cleo Littleton's number.
That's not fair.
Why not?
He's 91.
Why wouldn't that be fair?
Man, that's crazy.
Ask me if I have
no.
Fred Van Vliet's number. Yes.
Text him.
Ask me.
Ask him how the Rockets are going to be this year.
I mean, ask me if I have Terry Benton's number.
Nah.
I do. Greg Carney, yes.
No offense to Greg Carney, but don't care.
Well, you should care. He's one of the all-time Shocker greats.
And Anthony, since he called earlier, I had a bone to pick with that call.
Why? Why are you going back to Anthony?
He said, remember the name of a receiver who Tabor didn't know about. So, I don't know. Will I remember that name? We'll
see. Well, Anthony's telling you should.
Okay.
Anthony actually goes out and sees these.
Let me
teams.
Just tell you, if he ends up at Tabor, I will not. I'll probably lose track.
Well, if
of
he
him.
Ends up at Tabor, good for him. He's playing college football. You never played college anything.
I sure didn't.
Nobody ever came to watch you. Anthony never sat two seats down from a coach from a school and said, "Remember that name, Jeff Lutz."
Well, they should.
Never happened.
Do you think a lot of people have forgotten my name?
You know who came to watch me?
Nobody.
The coaching staff from Garden City and Cloud County.
And Garden City said, pass.
Cloud County made me an offer.
Cloud County said, well, if we want to get his friends who are the good players on the team, then we should probably at least pretend to be interested.
Now, why would you say something that mean?
You would say the exact same thing. You just said nobody came to watch me.
I'm stating a fact.
Well, you don't think my assertions are facts?
I don't think you're stating a fact. I don't think you know.
I don't know. But I can only assume.
I'll never forget being in that office up in Concordia and all the glitz and glamour that they laid out for us.
Yeah. Did they ask you what your walkout song would be?
Seriously.
They played it?
I think they went over
Give
to
me
the...
No More Mr. Nice Guy by Alice Cooper.
I think they went over to Casey's General Store to get some things.
Probably.
And they laid it out.
Okay.
All right.
You ready for this game that's going to make you look...
I think that's one of the funniest things I've ever said.
What?
Max, I gotta go to Max, because I don't get anything from you. Max, did you enjoy that?
I almost laughed.
Yes, I did.
We'll be back. Bob and Jeff, KFH.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game.
It is a Tuesday staple of the show. Time to play the game here on the Bob and Jeff Show. What do you have?
We're going to go with Halls of Fame. I'm going to tell you the Hall of Fame. You're going to tell me what state it's in. You get three guesses. If you get it on the first, 5 points. 3 points for the second. One for the third.
Well, we get three guesses?
Yeah, and if you don't get it in three guesses, the other person has a chance to steal for 1 point. Make sense?
Why wouldn't we lose points if we didn't get it in three guesses?
You don't lose points because some of these are very difficult, and I wouldn't expect you to know them.
Max, you want to start?
Sure, why not?
But we will start off. We'll start off easy. We'll get everyone into a groove. Max, what state is the Baseball Hall of Fame in?
Oh, God.
New York.
That's correct for 5. Bob, what state is the Basketball Hall of Fame in?
Well, you're giving me a much tougher one right out of the chute.
No, you know this.
Massachusetts.
Yeah, Springfield, Massachusetts. Max, where is the NASCAR Hall of Fame?
Some southern state. South Carolina.
Incorrect. You get 2 more guesses. This one is for 3 points.
Florida.
Incorrect. Now for 1 point.
North Carolina.
That is correct for 1 point.
Darn it.
Why is Carolina separated in North and South? It's all...
Well, I don't know why any of the states are separated, to be honest with
you. What's mine?
You get... The Astronaut Hall of Fame.
The Astronaut Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Well, it only makes sense that it'd be in Texas.
Incorrect.
Well, that's ridiculous. Where's NASA located? All right, I'll say Florida.
That's correct for 3. It is 8-6. Max, where is the Wrestling Hall of Fame? And we're talking about amateur style wrestling.
Not WWE.
Not professional wrestling. Okay. We're talking about the sport of wrestling.
Well, I think I know.
Well, we'll find out. Or we won't.
Indiana.
Incorrect. We need a 3-point guess now.
Wrestling. Maine.
Incorrect. Now we need a 1-point guess.
You really know this, Bob?
I don't. I have a better guess than Maine, for God's sake.
Yeah, that wasn't great.
Wyoming.
Incorrect.
And I,
would you like to try to steal?
Yeah, steal that ball, please.
The Wrestling Hall of Fame is in a hotbed of wrestling.
You would think.
I would think it would be in Oklahoma.
That's correct. It is now 9-6. Where is the Gospel Music Hall of Fame?
The Gospel Music Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Well, it's got to be in the South. I would guess it's in Alabama.
Incorrect.
Well, I don't. I...
Your next guess, please.
What do you mean, my next guess?
You get a
please?
3-point guess.
Mississippi.
Incorrect. Last guess.
The Gospel Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, then I'd say Georgia.
Incorrect.
Well, I don't. None of that makes sense.
It's in Nashville, Tennessee.
Why didn't Max get a chance?
Oh, that's true, Max. I'm sorry, Max. Would you have guessed Tennessee?
I would have said Memphis, only because of Elvis.
Okay, I'll give you a point.
Oh, wait a minute. You can't
him a point. He's being honest.
No, he's not.
Are you being honest, Max?
Yeah.
You can't ask a dishonest guy if he's being honest.
He's being honest. I'm not. That's a point.
Well, that's.
And that's my mistake, too, so I'll give him a point.
Then I got to get a point.
Nah. Max, where's the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
Oh, God. Really?
Ohio.
Yes, that's correct.
You're fixing the game against me.
No, he'll give you an easy one. It is 12-9. Where's the Blues Hall of Fame?
Tennessee.
Yeah, that's correct. See? Some of these are easy. Some of these are not
easy.
What's
the score?
14-12.
And Max went first.
Yes. Max, where is the World Golf Hall of Fame?
Oh, gosh. Easy.
World Golf Hall of Fame. Oh, I should know
so
this.
Easy.
I saw that. Pennsylvania.
Come on, Max. I got to show it.
Pennsylvania.
Incorrect. For 3 points.
Georgia.
Incorrect. Now for 1 point.
No, California.
Incorrect. Bob for
Florida.
A steal.
Florida.
Incorrect.
What?
Said Pinehurst, North Carolina.
My turn.
Your Hall of Fame is the Tennis Hall of Fame.
Now this
the
I
Tennis
know.
Hall of Fame. Well, the Tennis Hall of Fame's got to be where the U.S. Open is played, the state of New York.
Incorrect.
Why? How can that not be?
I don't know how it cannot be. But
California.
Incorrect.
The Tennis Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Florida.
No. Max believes he knows it. Let's hear it, Max.
Newport, Rhode Island.
That is correct.
Well, that's ridiculous.
I saw that.
How did he know that?
World with Newport, Rhode Island.
I don't know, but they got the whole thing there.
That's good. That's good knowledge, Max. What about the overall Hockey Hall of Fame, which is in Canada? Where is the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame?
Michigan, I think.
Incorrect.
Minnesota?
Yes, that's correct for 3. It's in Eveleth, Minnesota. Bob, where is the U.S. Figure Skating Hall of Fame?
Wait a minute. Did you just skip one that's easy to give me that one?
No, not necessarily.
Well, that's exactly what you've done.
Where is the U.S. Figure Skating Hall of Fame?
Well, it's got to be in a cold climate.
I mean, if you put two and two together here, you'll be able to come up with it.
I would think Colorado.
That's correct. For 5 points. The score is now 15-18-19-16.
I lead.
Yes.
Three more rounds.
Max, where is the Pinball Hall of Fame?
Oh. And I saw that Brooke Shields movie, too, Tilt, eons ago. There's a pinball Hall of Fame.
There apparently is, yes.
Pinball. Where do they have nothing to do? California.
Incorrect.
Pinball Hall of Fame.
Next guess for three.
Washington.
Incorrect. Next guess for one.
Montana.
Incorrect. Would you like to guess?
Well, the Pinball Hall of Fame's got to be somewhere in an urban area where pinball machines and bars were plentiful. So I'm going to say New York.
Oh, you had a good train of thought there, but it's actually Las Vegas.
Would you visit it?
No, I wish I would have, though.
You didn't do anything.
No, we did a lot of stuff. Where is the Chess Hall of Fame?
The Chess Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
It's got to be in one of the Ivy League spots. I'll say Massachusetts.
Incorrect.
New York.
Incorrect.
Maryland.
Incorrect. Max, would you like to give a chance to steal?
Sure, why not? Chess Hall of Fame.
The dumbest game I've ever.
Connecticut.
It is in St. Louis, Missouri.
No, it isn't.
It absolutely is.
I've been to St. Louis a million times.
Why didn't you stop at the Chess Hall of Fame? Max, where's the NCAA Hall of Fame?
Oh, my gosh. This is just, you're fixing the game for Max.
I don't think so.
I have no idea. Connecticut.
Incorrect.
I should know this. Where's Alabama.
Incorrect.
Why would the NCAA?
I don't know.
Go ahead, Max.
Florida. I have no idea.
Incorrect. Would you like to get a chance to
see? Well, it's one of two. It's either Indiana or Missouri. I'll say Indiana.
That's correct for 1 point. Where is the Softball Hall of Fame?
The Softball Hall of Fame is in Oklahoma.
Yes, that's correct. Max, I don't know if you'll be able to come back.
It's probably
What's
not.
What's the score through?
5, 10, 15, 20, 23, 24, 25.
Why don't you keep the total score instead of writing it down?
25 to 16.
Why don't you? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do, but I don't.
Nobody wants to hear some clown counting.
They don't? Max, where is... The,
no, he's trying to get you one, Matt.
No, they're not. None
he's
of them.
Not just going down the list.
None of them are easy at this stage of the game. I did that one. That one. Where's the Toy Hall of Fame?
The Toy Hall of Fame, Massachusetts.
No.
Max, you're picking the most obscure states.
Milton Bradley and stuff started there. So.
Yeah, there you go.
Minnesota.
Incorrect.
Right. You know where the Toy Hall of Fame is, Bob?
No.
It does share a name. The city it's in does have a city called that in Minnesota, if that helps you.
Why are you giving him a hint?
I don't know. It's only for a point.
I want to bury him.
New York.
Yes, that's correct.
Wow.
Rochester.
And this is the last one.
Where is...
And we might go one more round.
I'm not sure I have another round after this. I think we've done all 20 now. Well, I've got one more. Where's the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame?
The Bass Fishing Hall of Fame
Yes.
is in Missouri.
Yeah, that's correct. How do you know that? Is that just...
It's in Springfield.
It's in Springfield. Are you cheating?
No, I've been to Springfield.
Why do you know that the bass
because
fishing?
Because I know they have it there.
Max, you ran into a buzzsaw this time.
I knew where the Bowling Hall of Fame was thanks to The Simpsons.
All right, I'll give you 5 for that.
Why?
I don't know. Just feels like the right thing to do. Where's the Volleyball Hall of Fame, Max?
That's an easy one.
California.
Incorrect.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, you wouldn't guess anywhere. No.
Where is it?
It's in Holyoke, Massachusetts.
Never would have guessed that. Thoughts on today?
It's fine.
Did we get? Did we talk about the Ravens last night? And is Derrick Henry now one of the greatest players of all time?
Did he need any further proof of that?
Is he? Is he one of the greatest players of all time?
He rushed for 2,000 yards. That's
you're not answering my question.
Exclusive company. Well, I think I'm not answering your question because I think you. I think it's you're begging the question, right?
I'm not really begging anybody.
It's you're begging the question.
No, I don't beg. That's just not something I'm into. I'm asking. Last night, the Ravens win 41-31, Tampa with a comeback, but then they pay the price. They lose their best two receivers. How's that going to work out? Henry with 169 yards on 15 carries. No touchdowns.
I got 5 touchdowns out of Lamar Jackson.
Lost
to you in fantasy. What's going on here?
He's the only guy who did anything for you.
Well, we had injuries. We had season-ending injuries.
I don't care what you have. You talk about injuries.
Zay Flowers did nothing, even though his quarterback threw 5 touchdowns.
Nobody's had more injuries than yours truly.
Brock Bowers had a nice game.
Nobody cares about your fantasy
team. Devin McPherson did not.
I kicked your butt.
We probably should have played Rashad White. And we got
you're terrible at this.
And we got some.
You never compete in our league.
We got some decisions to make.
Do you understand that?
Uh-uh.
You're never any good in our fantasy league.
I just beat TJ Cleveland.
But that's not our league.
In a different league. You don't want to know what I beat him by? 0.12 points.
TJ wouldn't know a football that hit him in the head.
12/100ths.
By the way, here's the standings. You're now at 2-5.
Hanging in.
I'm all the way at 3-4. Duda at 4-3. The leader is, for the love of the game, at 6-1. Who is that?
No idea. Don't care.
What do you mean you don't care?
Yeah, I just don't. Not really into it. Who is it?
I don't know how to tell.
Well, it says by their under their name in the standings, like what their...
No, it says at Donaldo31.
So it's Donaldo.
Who's Donaldo?
No idea. You invited him.
Well, he's tearing it up.
Well, good
the leading point getter in our league
Donaldo.
This year is Premier 300. Whoever that is.
I don't know. As long as Virgil's not winning, I don't care.
Virgil is right there. He's 5-2 in second place.
I guess we shouldn't have drafted Zay Flowers.
You're not good at this.
What a useless piece of garbage he turned out to be in fantasy.
Ooh, wow. My wife just sent me a photo of the backsplash with the countertops and the paint. Oh, my goodness. I think we've hit on maybe the nicest kitchen you'll ever see.
It looks nice.
You really said that? That must mean you love it.
Yeah, wouldn't go that far.
What do you think of that backsplash?
I don't really know what a backsplash is, but it looks good. What?
You are so clueless.
What did I do
now? How in the world can you live your life?
Oh, it's enjoyable.
And not know what a backsplash is?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
I assume it's behind the sink to get the splashing.
It's behind the sink. It's behind... It's underneath the microwave. It's behind the oven.
What a deal.
What do you think of that, really?
It's great.
No, tell me the truth.
I don't know.
You really, now, do you really like it or do you not know?
I don't know. I'll have to see it in person. Maybe Jason Duda and I can
what do you think of the,
give it an honest evaluation.
The countertop.
It looks
the
good.
The cabinets. The backsplash.
I feel like you're yelling now.
I am kind of yelling. Can I be excited?
You can.
My gosh.
Well, we're in a confined space.
I haven't had my house in 5 weeks.
Although that refrigerator in the living room thing, man, he should.
It's going right back to where it needs to be, and I can't wait for this kitchen to be done. I just can't wait. I'm excited. I'm genuinely excited about it.
Good.
And that photo of the backsplash, Because you always wonder, am I picking out the right thing? Even when Debbie concurs, I wonder if she's really in agreement.
Does she ever disagree?
Yes.
Okay, then probably she is.
But she's grown to trust me a little bit.
Or something.
I'm not bad at this game.
Well, we'll see what my wife says.
Well, send her the photo.
Send it to me.
What will she say? And if she's derogatory, you two will never be invited over.
Are we watching Crown Jewel on Saturday?
No, I got a kitchen issue.
Next Saturday.
I've still got to go get a dining room table. It never stops, my friend.
Never. What's wrong with the one you had?
We got rid of it.
Too big?
We're going to go to Bob Mills and get a circular table with four chairs.
You'll enjoy Bob Mills.
Huh?
You'll enjoy Bob Mills.
Have you been there?
Yeah, it's where we got our couch recently.
Really?
Yeah. They put on a little theatrical show for you, kind of.
Well, not for a kitchen table.
No, they'll be like, oh, we'll knock down just because I like you and you came in at the right time. We'll give you $10 off that or something. They'll do something like
that. Well, good. Good. I'll say stop with
the. I don't usually do this, but.
I'll say stop with the theatrics. Let's cut to the chase. I'm a busy man. That's what I'll say.
Okay. We did the theatrics. We played the game.
I'm sure you did. Oh, you'll give us $10? Oh, thank you, Mr. Mills.
We played the game a little bit.
What can we do for you? I've got, and I don't play those games.
It's because Bob Mills, the person, he doesn't work in Wichita, obviously, but he was a theater major in college, so he likes that little present.
Or so he said. You talk about a sucker. I bet when I go talk to him,
you're not going
to
talk to Bob Mills.
He'll be a journalism major, and. Worked at the New York Times.
No, but that's why they put on a little show for you.
Right, because Aaron was in drama. That's why.
Aaron wasn't with us.
I don't trust anything you just said.
That's fine. I don't think they knew us, so I don't think they made up the story.
Thanks for listening, all of you. We'll be back tomorrow. It's a Wednesday. That means Mike Purchase will join us to talk pop culture. We started on The Penguin last night, episode one. Phenomenal. Episode 2 tonight. See you tomorrow.